All right. All right. So, a welcome to everyone tonight to the interdenominational hymn sing. It's good to have you all here. Just before we started here, someone mentioned to me that the next hymn sing will be at Dutton URC on November 13. So, you can mark it on your calendar. November 13, there will be the next one at Dutton URC. So just a few things. You probably have a list of pre-printed songs. If you don't, let someone know. I think Charity has a few maybe if you need one. Otherwise, maybe find someone you could share with near you. So halfway through, there'll be a short meditation from Pastor Pronk, and then we'll sing the other half, and then we'll close, and then at the end, there'll be refreshments downstairs. But before we start, let's pray together that the Lord would be here and bless our night together. So let's pray. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, we come to Thee. And Lord, we pray that we would look to Thee tonight to bless this evening and to be here. That we wouldn't just sing with our lips, but that our heart would be tuned to sing Thy praise. Lord, we ask that the word that we've heard today would sink deep in our hearts, and that it would carry us through this week, and that it would be the living word, and that it would be that heavenly manna, Lord, to feed our souls. We thank Thee for the opportunity to sing praises to Thee, and often we hear of it in the Psalms, of the psalmist singing praises to Thy name, and so we pray that it would be a good night, a night that Thy name is lifted up, and that many would bring glory to Your name. Hear our prayer. Forgive all the sins we have committed in this day, and receive our thanks and receive our praise. And we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. All right, so the first song we'll sing is, I believe, O For a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Yeah, so we'll be 04,000 tongues to sing, and then we'll sing Psalter 83 after that. So.
Thank you.
All right, the next two, let's sing them standing.
Thank you.
All right, for the next two we can remain, we can sit, so. On this next song, how about all the men sing verse 1, the ladies verse 2, and then we'll all sing the rest of the verses together. So, men on 1, ladies on 2, and then we'll all sing the last 3. And then after this, Pastor Pronk will give a short meditation. So.
Thank you. I would like to read with you a few verses from the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 47. I think well-known verses. Ezekiel 47, the first 9 verses. I'll read them with you. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house. And behold, you feel the amazement in the voice of Ezekiel. Behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, led me about the way without under the other gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had a line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The waters were through the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. And the waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees, on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country. Go down into the desert, go into the sea, which, being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live, whither the river cometh. It's an amazing story, isn't it? 3 times, behold! Hey, you just feel the wonder and amazement in the voice of Ezekiel. He sees water coming out of the holiest of holiest in the temple. Can you imagine? How's that possible? A stream of living water, never ending, always streaming water, living water, coming out of the holiest of holiest. Amazing. It comes out of the holiest of holiest. It comes into the court of the temple. It passes the altar. By the way, there is no veil in between the holiest of holiest and the court. It's just open. And water flows across the court. It passes the altar. And then it comes at the east gate. And it just flows under the door and it enters to the desert. Because at the east side of the temple, there is the Judean desert. And it's amazing what happens. The man guiding Ezekiel says, come with me. Don't stay here, come with me. And he guides Ezekiel and he enters the stream at first. It's almost nothing. You know, it just comes to his ankles. That's it. It's not even a pond. It's nothing. And then he walks 1,500 feet. That's amazing. That stream increases. Did you ever see that happening? What starts very small increases. How is it possible? It's a wondrous thing happening here. And after 1,500 feet, it comes to his knees. And the angel keeps walking, and Ezekiel follows him, and then it comes to his loins. And another 1,500 feet, and he's almost drowning. He needs to swim. It became a huge river. They go out of the water, and they stand there at the brink of the river, and the angel says, follow me. Just turn toward the east. What is there toward the east? Of course, the Judean desert. Did you ever visit the Judean desert? It is such dry land. And the Judean desert, it is not a plain country. It's not plain. It's not a plain field. It are mountains. Not really high mountains, but it are mountains. There are ridges. No problem for the water. It just crosses valley, ridges, mountains. No obstacle for that river. And it ends in the Dead Sea. By the way, amazing. Wherever that stream comes in the desert, there are trees at the right hand and the left hand, blossoming 12 months a year, always green, always fruits. That's amazing, in the middle of the desert. And then the water ends in the Dead Sea. No obstacles were too high, no mountains too high, no valleys too deep. It ends in the Dead Sea. Do you ever consider see the Dead Sea? There is no life possible in the Dead Sea. Even the simplest form of life can survive in the Dead Sea because of the minerals and the salt in that water. But that stream comes there, and that water changes, and it becomes fresh water. There was never any fish in the Dead Sea, and suddenly it's full of fish. Well, what is this picture about? Of course, it is a picture of the New Testamentic times, the time we live in. It's a beautiful picture of what God, through His Holy Spirit, is doing with a world lost in sins. People like you and me, dead sinners, dead in sins and trespasses. But from the holiest of holiest, God's Father heart, flows a river of living water. Abundant love for sinners and rebels. And it keeps flowing from that fatherly heart out of the holiest of holiest. How does it reach us, sinners, this dead world? Through the altar, Jesus Christ, substitute for sinners. Confess your sins before Him. Lay your sins and your guilt in His hand. And as soon as that happens, that river continues to flow, right? The work of the Holy Spirit. And it comes in dead land, our dead hearts. It crosses so many obstacles. No obstacles too high for a triune God. Are there obstacles in your life? Are you wrestling with sins? Are there other obstacles in your life? A triune God is mightier than that. Just lift your hands up and cry out to the triune God to begin a work in you and trust that He will complete that work. In the end, it even comes into the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea is enlivened, full of life, a picture of our hearts, dead in sins and trespasses by the wondrous work of a triune God, the electing love of God the Father. The work of Jesus Christ is atonement work as a substitute, as the Lamb of God, as that mediator. And the work of the Holy Spirit who opens our eyes and ears and heart. God transforms people and makes them alive. What a wonderful story of God's abundant love. Thank you.
All right, so thinking of that, we're singing Psalter 51, and if you notice in the second verse, he says, the Lord will not despise the burden of the sorrowful. The Lord will not despise. He has not turned from those that mourn. He hearkens to their cries. So kind of what Pastor Frank was saying, if we cry to the Lord, he will hear us, and he does hearken to our cries. So let's sing Psalter 51. We'll sing it sitting, and then the following song will stand up. So. disciples, except for the last two. Let's stand.
Thank you. So there's the refreshments downstairs for everyone. I think it's enough for everyone to, hopefully enough for everyone. So thanks for coming tonight. It's great to have you all here. And then the song sheets, how about... then there's a bench over there on the left. If you'd like to set your song sheets over there on the way out. And then, yeah, so enjoy the refreshments.